Let's do business now. The market had another pretty good day yesterday. The Dow picked up 27 points. The NASDAQ was down 6. The S&P was absolutely flat at 1. Overall, though, still in record territory. The Dow closed at 16,744. The big business story yesterday had to do with Apple. Apple holds these periodic gatherings where they talk about their new programs and their new products. Yesterday, we thought we might get news on the Apple 6, the iPhone. That did not come out. However, other news did come out about operating systems and things like that. Eric Shore is the president and owner of Secure Future Tech Solutions in East Greenwich. They work with computer networks and things like that. Good morning, Eric. I guess the headline is they want to kind of link your cell phone, your Apple iPhone, to your computer and everything else so that it's sort of seamless as you go from device to device. Is that what you're getting?
Hey, good morning, Gene. How are you?
Good.
This morning. Absolutely, yes. Apple announced some really exciting features yesterday at their Worldwide Developer Conference. It was all about the software and all about mobility yesterday. So stay tuned for any new hardware announcements. But it's all about using your iPhone, using your iPad, and using your Mac seamlessly together. So you could start working on a document or an email on your iPhone when you're on the go. And when you come back to the office, you can pick it up right on your Mac computer, your desktop or laptop computer. So that was a pretty exciting and cool feature that they announced yesterday, Gene.
I mean, if you're like me, I've got an Apple iPhone, I've got the Mac laptop, I've got a desktop, and I have the iPad. So Apple's got me for thousands of dollars here. So this would allow me to like work on the same project and just go from computer to computer seamlessly.
That is correct. Apple is playing a little bit of a catch-up game, by the way, too, which is really interesting because there are some other things like Dropbox that allow a similar functionality. So it's really cool that Apple is now adding that into their iCloud system. They're going to call it iCloud Drive. So, you know, your document, no matter what kind of document it is, can be on all of your devices.
Now, they also talked about some sort of a home security plan where you would use your Apple iPhone to run the lights, open the garage, and do everything else.
Yeah, they announced a thing called HomeKit to developers yesterday. And what they're hoping that they can get developers to do is developing some smart home technologies and applications so that, you're right, you could control the thermostat when you come home, you could turn the lights on. There's a thousand possibilities that this new HomeKit can offer developers for building apps to make a smart home.
Right now it looks like the iPhone 6, maybe September.
Typically they do have some kind of September announcement just before the holiday season. So we'll see. I'm really excited to see what happens. I have an iPhone 5 right now. I did not upgrade to the 5S because I've been really waiting for the next generation of iPhone to come out. So we'll see what happens.
All right, Eric Shore. He's with Secure Future Tech Solutions in East Greenwich. Eric, thanks.
Thanks so much. Take care.